Emily, what a freaky Friday it is. Investors are just getting whipsawed by all the volatility on a day when you see Apple stock way down and you see Zoom stock way up. You know there is a sentiment shift.
Absolutely, Karina. And let's take a look at this afternoon's market action because it has been a choppy session. And for now, it looks like stocks are extending yesterday's declines. But as you mentioned, under the surface, things are looking a bit different from yesterday. The Dow is the laggard during this afternoon session, while the NASDAQ is trading just slightly lower after yesterday's tech-led decline. And in the S&P 500, it is the cyclical energy, industrial, and financial sectors that are leading the way lower. But for a deeper look at the markets, let's get right to Yahoo Finance's Inez Ferre standing by with more. And Inez, what do you have your eye on this afternoon?
And Emily, as you were mentioning, the cyclical trade, they're getting hit the most right now. And if we look at our Wi-Fi interactive board, you can see the sector action here. But I do want to pull up a five-day chart because this gives you a little bit of a better idea where we will end the week this afternoon once we close, with discretionary down, energy stocks also lower, and technology stocks, those interest rate sensitive stocks, lower for the week. Taking a look at where we're at with the Dow losing the most out of the major indices right now. We are watching Goldman Sachs down about 4% as financials are lagging today. And we also are seeing quite a bit of red here to the left of the screen, only a few names in the green. Also on the NASDAQ 100, we've been watching the mega cap names here because Apple has been in a choppy session. As you mentioned, it flipped into green territory earlier and now back into the red. Amazon also hugging the flat line really throughout the session and in a choppy session, and Alphabet off the lows of the session for Alphabet. But we're also watching Tesla up more than 2% today. Tesla coming off of a red territory earlier in the morning during the open. I do also want to mention the electric vehicle space. As we're speaking of Tesla, we are also watching shares of Rivian down 10% off the lows of the session because Rivian had been down about 15% earlier today. This is after Rivian reported its quarterly results yesterday and saying that it's expecting to come in short of its 2021 EV production target. Finally, I also want to mention where we're at with some of the meme stocks, because we have been watching AMC take a look up more than 20%. Shares are climbing the most intraday really since August. The company announcing a record 1.1 million people who watched Spider-Man, and that's its highest December opening night ever. But if we take a look at a one-month chart, you can see kind of the volatility that we've seen with this stock since it had slumped over the last month with some of the other meme stocks. But today, AMC and GameStop are surging and sending the meme stocks higher. Emily?